Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two teams go to the middle of the field. Great job by us. Your mom's a hooker. All right, we welcome. That's what the hell does Dan Miller say at the end of the game again?
A little aggressive. Job well done, job better done, and then
whatever. Your team sucks, mine doesn't. All right, so
how we doing?
Good. Are you like overheating? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got nervous being around Bubble Guts back there. I got to get on a plane tomorrow. I don't want him getting me sick.
That is the first thing he said when he walked in.
He's like, "How we doing, man? I got
is that hell?
Tomorrow, dude.
Is that hell on earth? Do you think?"
If
you
were stomach issues?
If you had Kenny's issues, but you were stuck on a cross-country flight, oh, my God.
Oh, that'd be, yeah.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Total nightmare. You know what? You just don't eat. You just don't eat the day before.
I don't think it.
And you eat when you land.
I don't think it matters, though. Sometimes you got the belly issues.
You don't feel the tank.
Okay. I want to ask a question before we get into the Lions Packers.
I'll find stuff from months ago. You got a belly.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right.
Oh, boy.
You ain't stopping some of those issues.
I want to know which teammate's ass would get a bigger ass kicking if you were still playing and these guys played on your team. You ready?
Okay.
Stevenson from the Bears for shaking his ass, taunting the fans, and not realizing the Hail Mary had started. Or Malachi Corley last night, you're about to score, and I'm going to do this stupid, oh, look at me, I'm dropping the ball at the one. I mean, both of these offenses, I would cut both players.
I thought you were going to throw Anthony Richardson in there, too, from last week. Tapping out.
Oh, tapping out.
Okay.
That was a bad look,
hat
too.
Hat trick, Anthony Richardson. Anthony, you have to lie. You got to say you got kicked in the balls or something.
Right. Fall down and you're cramping.
Take your helmet off and pretend like the strap broke.
Can't say you're
tired. Other than you're tired.
Which of those three is the biggest, most offensive thing? Because you were on the leadership council of a couple of the teams you played for.
Dropping the football at the one.
Is bigger than the Hail Mary?
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. Because, this is going to sound funny. It is kind of funny. You kind of expect defensive backs to do dumb things. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact that... It was, you know, he was still in position to make a play. I get that. That was horrendously bad. And, yeah, his teammates should get on his ass for that one. But
what do you say, though? When you say that, like, that game ends. You've been on the wrong side of a Hail Mary. Like, when that game ends, Stevenson comes into the locker room. What happens?
I'm wondering if they saw it right after the game. You obviously see the play, but then when you see the...
No, I don't think the social media stuff came out until later.
Maybe, like the extended view of him like mocking the crowd and stuff. You're upset. I mean, you understand it's a kind of a jinx, good luck, you know, terrible luck.
You're like, why is Stevenson showering so fast and getting the hell out of here?
I mean, that wouldn't sit over right. But honestly, like what defensive backs do doesn't surprise me. These guys are just... Like C.J. Gardner-Johnson does that all the time, mocking, you know, the 49ers fans in the middle of the NFC Championship game last year. True. That was on the sideline, not during an actual play, but, I mean.
Okay, you were an offensive lineman. Your quarterback taps out of the game because he's tired. What's that conversation go like?
Inexcusable, man. We're out there, you know, killing ourselves to try to protect you, keep you healthy. We're tired. We don't have the opportunity to go say, hey, coach, it's been 10 plays, man.
Do you say something in the huddle?
We got to do something. No.
You wait till
guys
after
know
the
you're
game.
Tired. I mean, and I've talked. This was a preseason game, but I remember we were on like an 18-play drive one time, and it was like power left, power left, power. And I'm the right guard, and I'm gassed. And I looked up at Aaron, and I'm like, dude, do not call another power. Like, I can't pull. My legs are gassed. But I'm not coming out of the game. But, like, yeah, I need a break. I need a break, dude. I need a breather.
No, I'm just saying.
Get my legs back. But I'm like, not getting out of the game. But
you guys are in the huddle. Like, 10 guys are looking back at him, and he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little tired. He's like, you know what? Yeah. We're going to call the play. You just do what we do this
time. And then the coach, you know, even afterwards saying, well, we were going to hand it off anyway. So it's okay, but that goes both ways. If you're just going to hand it off, why can't he stay in the game and just turn around and hand the ball off? You know what I mean? As quarterback, you're not supposed to leave the field. That affects the rest of the team. Guys like Jared Goff that refused to come out of a game after he rolls his ankle or takes a big hit, that's contagious to the rest of the team. You know what I mean? That lets guys know, okay, he's playing through that at the quarterback position. I got to do it too. And it's accountability. Matthew Stafford was like that. Aaron, all the quarterbacks I played with were that way where, man, you know they're banged up, but showing your teammates that you're going to overcome that. Showing your teammates that, hey, man, I'm strong, right? I'm mentally strong. I'm physically, right? I'm going to be a tough guy. Like, that's contagious to the rest of your team. When you see the quarterback doing that, it's no different than seeing an offensive lineman do that. I mean, imagine some all-pro left tackle, you know, tapping on a third down. Hey, man, I'm tired, guys. Can't do it. What kind of message does that send? I don't think Indy had a choice to sit him down.
Well, this is the question I'm going to ask you.
But
now, if we're going a little too nerdy, call me.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play out on it.
I know this was a long answer. When did you answer? What Malachi Corley did was the most...
Would you physically assault him in the locker room? How does this work?
They ended up winning the game, but that's a game that you lose by three. Ugh. Like that's unforgivable. You know what I mean? That is such a lazy, selfish play because you want to celebrate and look at me. And I think that was just like his first touch in the NFL too.
Yeah.
Which is you better be carrying the ball to the back of the end zone, handing it to the ref. That's what these guys are taught. When you make a mistake like that, man, it honestly is unforgivable. When you win the game, it makes it a little bit smoother to go up to him and say, hey, man, I know you messed up. We don't have to have that talk. But if that game would have went the other way, that's a guy that you look at in the locker room saying, I can't trust him. I don't want him out. No, don't put that personnel out here. I'm not blocking for that guy.
Okay, so what I mean?
It's a good thing they won the game.
Every team has a leadership council, if you will. I don't know if you call it the Eagle crew or whatever it is. You got your veteran core. Yeah. Is it plausible that that's what happened in Indy? That the vets had to go to Steichen and go, here's the deal. You got to play flag. We can't do this with this kid. We can't. He's losing respect. He's also Ray Charles in the pocket. Is it plausible that the vets went to Steichen or Steichen went to them and it was a collaborative decision?
It could be, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got some input from his captains or leaders on the team. And a big part of that, too, and they obviously probably feel one way being in the building for 7 days a week, seeing how they operate. But from the outside looking in, it looks like Joe Flacco gives that team a better chance to win anyways.
Way better.
So I think that probably had a part to do with it. Is Anthony Richardson as bad as his stats have been? No, I think they've dropped a lot of passes. But that team where they're at now, they can compete in that division in the AFC.
So TJ,
so I think you had to make the move.
The councilship leadership positions, you guys, is it only for on the field stuff or does it go to off the field stuff as well?
Both. Yeah. But
I know what you're doing. You sneaky SOB.
Go ahead.
He just set up a rake for you, and you're going to walk right into it.
Everywhere I've been, so Green Bay and then Detroit, you obviously have like these leadership councils. It's you normally 10, 12 guys, your veteran guys on the team. Doesn't necessarily have to be captains, but the guys that have been around long enough to know what it's supposed to look like, know what it takes to be a professional. A lot of those meetings take. You're talking with coaches, right? Okay, hey, it's a Thursday practice, coach. We got some guys that are banged up. Do you mind if we take the pads off, you know, for the second half of practice, right? Throw us a bone. It's just, right. You know, it's been a long couple weeks. Things like that. Issues pop up, right? You talk about it in the leadership council. Okay, how do we want to address this? We don't want to embarrass anybody. We don't want to call anybody out, make anybody feel like they're not part of the team. You know what I mean? So I think it's just more of a strategic way to handle maybe some issues you're seeing, but yeah, it's definitely on the field stuff, and it's off the field stuff.
Right,
as
you
well.
Got somebody who's done their third stupid thing, nothing major. Yeah,
I know where you're getting at.
Yeah, but it's just like, do you sit there and
just say it with your chest?
We're gonna call J-Mo over to the house, have a little dinner, tell him, hey, you need to clean things up, or is this something you do in the locker room? Like, how do you address this? Of, dude. You're your own worst enemy right now.
Individually. Yeah, I think individual guys will go up at times and, you know, maybe have a little chat. You're not going to do it publicly. I think somebody asked Jared Goff, you know, if he needs to go sit down with him, he's like, no, we're good. You know, he'd take it.
Right.
Publicly, yeah, you don't want to, you know, make it seem like it's bigger than what it is. But, yeah, you handle those conversations internally. Yeah, no doubt.
So what's the conversation? Like, J-Mo, like what Rico just said. It's not like he's Dante Stallworth. He didn't kill a guy with his car. But he's doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, just bad decisions.
So how do you handle it? How do you think it was handled?
Sometimes young guys, you have to, the one thing that hit with me, because when I was a young player, I made some mistakes too. And I had some teammates come up to me at times. And I think the one thing that got to the point more than anything was, dude, you're letting the team down. You know what I mean? Like, we believe in you, man. I'm still friends. I'm still going to answer your call. But, like, you're letting us down a little bit right now with some of the decisions you're making.
What did you do?
What do you mean?
What did you do wrong that people would say this to you?
Oh, I'll tell you off the air. I don't think any of that was public knowledge.
Oh, all right. Good talk. All right.
GJ tells us the story next. I think 97-1.
That's not happening. But I think if you...
Hey!
Be curious. I'm curious.
We are curious to hear this story that TJ will give us next.
I know we're up against it. If you make it feel like, hey, we're just... You let down a little bit, a little disappointed, I think that goes a lot farther than... you know, hey, we need you to mature. We need you to stop doing this dumb stuff. You know what I mean? But if you just subtly, you know, hey, man, we're a lot better with you on the field, right? Sometimes that gets the message home a lot faster than some other ways.
We get Lions Packers focus next.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.